Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. MONA is a widely used acronym to aid us in remembering our interventions for patients in the acute coronary syndrome, or ACS, algorithm. M is for morphine, O is for oxygen, N is for nitroglycerin, and A for aspirin, the topic of today's tip. Aspirin may have some beneficial anti-inflammatory effects, but it's used in the acute coronary syndrome primarily for its antiplatelet properties. Aspirin's quick absorption and ability to inhibit platelets from aggregating make it the first medication we should consider giving conscious patients with a suspected myocardial ischemia. Aspirin is generally considered a safe medication. After all, it's sold over-the-counter and in bottles with hundreds of tablets. In some areas with emergency medical dispatchers certified to give pre-arrival instructions, callers may be instructed to administer aspirin after answering a few simple questions. If the patient doesn't have a known severe allergy, a recent stroke, or GI bleeding, aspirin may be given before EMS even arrives. This is very helpful for the patient. Even though a patient experiencing acute coronary syndrome is likely to already have a clot causing decreased blood flow to the heart muscle, administration of aspirin can help prevent additional clots from forming and prevent additional growth of an existing clot. Aspirin alone, however, will not dissolve a blood clot. A 12-lead EKG, a history, labs, and a physical examination will help determine if a patient is more suited for PCI or TPA to address the existing clots. As mentioned already, there are two contraindications for the administration of aspirin: a known severe allergy and GI bleeding. Aspirin should also be used with caution in patients that have had recent hemorrhagic stroke, an intracranial bleed, or major surgery. Aspirin is absorbed significantly faster when it's chewed rather than swallowed whole, so we generally ask the patient to chew it up before swallowing. The dose of aspirin is 162 to 325 milligrams by mouth. As aspirin commonly comes in an 81 milligram enterically coated tablet, two 81-milligram tabs would be 162 milligrams, while four tabs would be 324, so our dose is generally, if using an 81-milligram tablet, two to four tablets. For patients with upper GI disease or severe nausea and vomiting, aspirin may be given as a 300-milligram suppository rectally. Well, that's all I have for you today on aspirin. I hope that you found it helpful. Thanks for listening, and best of luck with your class.